I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran remains defiant over its nuclear program in the face of United Nations sanctions. The deteriorating situation is creating depression and hopelessness among the nationals. While not political, Sat7 Pars
addresses how to deal with difficulty, how to deal with disappointment, challenges, hurts. We have many programs that touch on those, and look at what the Bible has to say.
Harder adds they also disciple the believers because many of them have very little grounded teaching.
Be praying that they would be encouraged and built up in their faith, and that they would know more about the Bible and how to show others why they have hope in Christ.
Next, Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp believes it's the first for the spiritually oppressed country of Benin. Believers are holding a Bible reading marathon along with a National Day of Prayer. Sharp says these events couldn't have come at a better time.
It's truly God's timing to follow up about a month and a half after their National Voodoo Day and just prior to their national election to help combat the darkness and to give the people there in Benin that strength and truth of the Word of God.
The Bible Reading Marathon runs February 28th through March 3rd. Sharp says it'll be broadcast on Benin National Television. Pray that people will respond to God's truth. And finally, unrest in Haiti hasn't halted plans to build. Recently, the UN agreed to keep their peacekeeping mission in the country for 8 more months. Still, For Haiti with Love hopes to build 2 more homes this year for homeless families in Haiti. Plans have already started and funds are arriving, but donations are needed for a matching grant they received. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do so at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.